Bezos Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Yud Ches and Meseches Beitza. It is the 632nd daf in Shas. I am in the car climbing the hills of Ore Yehuda to be Ola Regel. I'm lucky that my wife is driving, and Be'ezer Hashem, we will learn together on Chol HaMoed Pesach, the second day of Chol HaMoed here in Arzenu HaKadosha, the 18th daf in an appropriate Mesechta, Meseches of Yom Tov, Meseches Beitza. Be'ezer Hashem, our daf, will discuss the halachos of being Tovel on Erev Yom Tov before one goes up to be Ola Regel, Mamish in Yana Diyoma, that we're able to live half of the mitzvah of being Ola Regel, the halachos of being Tovel before one goes to be Ola Regel. Unfortunately, we will only be able to make our way to Kosel HaMaravi. One day, Be'ezer Hashem, will be able to make it to the Beis HaMikdash. That will be the discussion of our Mishnah and the halachos of being Tovel on Yom Tov itself, not Chol HaMoed, but on Yom Tov itself, as well as Tevila on Shabbos, both in regards to a person, as well as the halachos of you being Tovel utensils on Yom Tov, and a discussion of the prohibition of Tevila on Yom Tov, because it appears as if one is fixing a utensil that is broken. The Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Beis will get involved with another Isur Derabanan, and that's the Isur Derabanan of taking medications on Yom Tov, as well as more issues in regards to Tevila on Yom Tov. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. 8 lines from the bottom. Zok Deheilig Mishnah. Chalios Achara Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, Beishamay Omrim Matbilin Es HaKol Melefnei HaShabbos. The halachi, according to Beishamay, is that you already have to do the Tevila that you need for Yom Tov, as the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which Rashi quotes on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, says, Chayiv Adam Lutaris Atzmo Beregel. A person needs to be Mutar himself. Interestingly, Chazal here used the expression Beregel, on the Regel itself. So it could very well be that if a person is Tamei now, and they're going to be Ola Regel, they would have a requirement to be Tovel as well. However, on Yom Tov, on the first day of Yom Tov, they also need to be Tar. So in this case, when Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, so the halacha, according to Beis Shammai, is that you have to do the Tevila before Shabbos. In other words, Erev Yom Tov, Friday before Shabbos, when Yom Tov falls out on Sunday. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says it depends on what type of tevila we're talking about. Kelim milfnei haShabbos va'adam b'Shabbos. If we're talking about utensils, so then in such a case he has to do it before Shabbos. Why? Because there is an iser midrabanan to be tovel on Shabbos and Yom Tov, as the Gemara will develop on the next Amud. Because it appears as if you're taking a utensil that's not usable. Mirtzeh Hashem, if we Mehera Yibane Beis HaMikdash, when we will eat in Yerushalayim from the Kodshim, so then in such a case, the only utensils that we could use are utensils that are Tahar. Other utensils will have, the proprietors will not get a lot for selling them in the Old City. Those are not usable. So it appears as if you're making something that's not usable into usable, which is Gzeira Midrabanan, that it's similar to Makeh B'Patish. Those things have to be done before Shabbos. V'adam b'Shabbos, but a person would be able to be Tovel. Of course, this is an important Gemara Mishnah for Hasidim. It's a well-known debate in regards to being Tovel today on Shabbos. So a person, the Mishnah tells us, according to Beis Hillel, would be able to be Tovel on Shabbos. The Gemara will tell us why it is that Beis Hillel says that on Shabbos you could be Tovel a person, but not Kalim. V'shavin shemashkin es hamayim b'kli evin l'taron avalomat bilan. Both of them agree. Rashi explains that if a person has water that is tamei, he is tar, and he wants to drink it, the way in which he makes it tar is he puts that water in a kli evin and submerges it into water that is tar. This is the process of Zriya. This applies to Hilchos Mikvos as well, where one plants Tamei water into a larger body of tar water and is Metarit. That could be done on Shabbos. Avalo Matpilin, but but one is not allowed to put a kli eitz, tamei, into a mikvah, because even though on the one hand he's being metahir the water, if his intention is also to be metamei the kelim, that would be problematic. Umatbila migav ligav umechabura lechabura. This expression is unclear, and we will only get to understand it when we do the Gemara. Analyze the Gemara two lines from the bottom on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Kuli Alma Mias Kli B'Shabbes Loy. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we learned in our Mishnah, says that the halach is that you're not allowed to be tovel a kli. My time, and what's the reason? Amar Rabba, Rabba explained, Gzera Shema Yitlenu B'Yado V'Yavirenu Arba Amis B'Rishus Arab. We're afraid that the person is going to take the utensil and carry it via virenu arba amas b'rishus harabim. He'll carry it four amas in the rishus harabim. And of course, on Shabbos, that's an iser d'oraisa. Amalei Abaye says that the reason yesh lo bar b'chatzeru tulan shatap nyuchesam adalof ma'ikul ameimar. If the fellow has a pit in his chatzer, a pit in those days often served as a mikvah. If he has a mikvah in his chatzer, what are you going to say? Why then would it be aser? Amalei Rabba responded, Gzeira bar b'chatzeri otli bar b'rushus harabim. We made a decree. If a person's going to be tovel in a pit in his courtyard, then he'll come to do it in rushus harabim as well. Asks Abaye back, Hotei nach Shabbos b'yomtif ma'ikol meimah. I understand when it comes to Shabbos, but what are you going to say in regards to yomtif? Yomtif, there is no iser of hotzah. We had a big discussion that the majority opinions say, ain a revolt saw biyomtif. There's no prohibition at all. Answers the Gemara, Gzeri Gazri Yomtif Atu Shabbos. There was a Gzeri that was made of Yomtif Atu Shabbos. Period. Asks the Gemara, Umi Gazrina, do we make this Gzera? Va'atanat, Vashavin Shemashkin Esamayim Bikle Evin Lataron, Avalomat Bilin. Wait a second. In our mission itself, we saw that you don't make a Gzera in this type of order. Vatanan, we learned in our mission, Vishavan Shemashkin Esamaim Bikliyevan Litaron Avalomat Bila, that we allow one to submerge water that's tame into tar water on Shabbos, but you can't be matbil the utensil itself. The Isa, and if you hold that Allah is, and we make gezeras when it comes to tvila, nigzer hashaka atu atbala, we should make a gzera not to do hashaka, hashaka being when the water that is tame comes in contact and is nizra, it is planted into the tar water, and that causes it to become tar. Answers the Gemara Vitisbara. I'll ask you on your question, based on your logic, I isle mayim yofim, hani lama lin mavid lehu hashaka. Would we allow a person to do hashaka if he had good water as well? No. The only time we allowed it is in a tzorech. El de lesle. Vikim de lesle mizer zarbu. Since he doesn't have any water, he's going to be careful, and there's no need to make a gzera. See the Marasha that explains what the difference between the case of Hashaka, where he doesn't have water, versus the case where we do make a gzera. Chazal made that gzera nevertheless of tefilas kli agav hashaka. See, I said mistakenly before the Marsha, I meant the Maram Shif. We continue, Esve, 10 lines from the top of Yuches Amud Aleph. We said it's a 632nd daf in Shas. We're now coming back from being Ola Regel, and there's no such thing as a coincidence. The song that's playing in our car is a song about the Daf Yomi. Says the Gemara, Esve, I'll ask you the following question. Madlin bidli tamei v'utar. The Brisa says in regards to Yom Tov that you're allowed to take a bucket that is tamei and use that to draw out water from a pit that is kosher for a mikvah. The Isa, and if you hold that the halacha is as we had explained from our Mishnah, that they were goyzer for Tvilas Kalim, and you couldn't do that on Yom Tov. Nigzer Dilmasalit Bule Beine. We should also make the Gzera that they might come to be Tovel the Kli Be'en. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, Mitoshalo Hutralo, Ella Ayude, Dolyo Zacharu. Since he's doing it in an abnormal way, that he's being Tovel the Kli by drawing out the water, Zacharu, he will remember that there is an Isser of Tevilas Kalim. Esve, the Gemara continues with another kasha. Kli shenitme be'erev yamtiv, ein matbilin oisai be'yamtiv. If it had become tame in erev yamtiv, you can't be tovel in yamtiv. However, here's an interesting switch. Be'yamtiv, but if it became tame in yamtiv, matbilin oisai be'yamtiv. Ve'im isa, and if we hold that we made xeris atu tfilas kalim, that they were concerned, as Rabbah had suggested, these kashas are in Rabbah, that as Rabbah had suggested that if we're going to be matir tefilas kelim, people are going to come to carry, so kli shenit me be'erev yomtiv, only that can't you be matbil. Even by yomtov, we should be gozer, yomtiv atu Shabbos, like we had suggested earlier in the Gemara. V'im isa nigza di yomtiv atu derev yomtiv. Let's make a gzera of yomtiv, lest erev yomtiv. Says the Gemara, Tuma b'yomtif milsa delo shchichai. Tuma on yomtif is something that's not common because everybody is tar. U'milsa delo shchicha lo gazur barabbanan. So therefore, it's only kelim that had become tame on erev yomtif. Esvei Gemara continues to have Abaye ask on Rabba. Kli shenitma ba'avatuma, a utensil that had an avatuma, one of the primary dvar matmeim, for example, a mace. Ain matbilin osa b'yamtiv. You don't do the tefillah on it on yamtiv. Ba'ava tuma, we learned that you don't. But bivlada tuma, matbilin osa b'yamtiv. But a rishon b'tuma, you can. Rashi explains in Dibra Maskel bivlada tuma that the difference between the two is that if it's tuma through a rishon b'tuma, minatayra, it's entirely tar. Because a kli does not become tuma except through an ava tuma. My wife points out that the best way of describing would be is that a Vlada Tumah is a first degree of Tumah. So the Ava Tumah would be the Sheretz, and a Vlada Tumah is the first degree of Tumah. Matbilin osa b'yomtiv. V'im isa, and if we held that there was a Gzeir of Yomtiv atu Shabbos, that you'll come to carry the Kalim on Shabbos, Nigzar ha'atu ha, we should make a Gzeir that the Vlada Tumah should also be prohibited to do. Answers Rabbah, Vlada Tuma Heichi Mishkachisla Gabe Kohanim. You barely ever have the instance of a Rishon Latuma. Kohanim Zrizimim. If the Kohanim would see a Sheretz, they would remove it immediately. So since the Kohanim were very quick, there was no need to make a special Gzeira, even though the original prohibition of Tfilas Kalim remains intact. Shema Yavirenu Akli Arba Mesvirishus Arab. There is quite a problem in the Rishonim Bedas Rashi. We were Masbir the Gemara based on its logical progression. That Rashi in Dibra Maskel Eimat Bilin says that there's more of a Gzeira of Tikkun, which seemed to be the opinion of other Amoraim, but not the opinion of Rabbah. And this whole Masa Umatan is about Rabbah, who said that the reason is not because of Tikkun Kli, but rather seems to be because of Shemi Avradu Dalet Amis Bershus Arabim on Shabbos. That the Rishonim are busy with. Bezer Hashem, we should be zochet to learn it. Be'iyun. The Gemara continues, Tashmak, coming here, I'll bring you another proof. Once again, Akasha on Rabbah, who had suggested the reason why you're not allowed to be Tovel Kalim on Yom Tov as well as in Shabbos is because people will come to carry their Kalim Dalet Amis Bershus Arabim on Shabbos. Damar of Kibar Hashem Arav. Nida She'en La Begodim. If there is a Nida that does not have garments, in other words, she's now Tameh, and when after she goes to the mikvah, so then she's going to be Tahora, then she's going to need Begadim that are Begadim Tahorim. So Nida she'en la Begadim maremes v'tovelis b'begadel. She could go b'tovel with her garments. The Rishonim are bothered by the obvious problem. At the end of the day, don't the Begadim serve as a chatzitza? So the Masifta Gemara quotes from the Ravon that the Ravon says that we're talking about a case in where the begadim are wide, very, very, very loose clothing that don't have any area where there's, let's say, elastic or anything like that, that would create a chatzitza. It's also quoted in the name of the Meiri. So in such a case, you could do both. You'll have both tevila as well as tefilas ha'isha as well as tefilas ha'begadim simultaneously. This case, she's doing a harama where she's undergoing the process of tevila as well as the kalim simultaneously. V'im isa, and if you say that there's an Isser of being Tovel the Kalim, Nigzer Dilma Oselet Vule Beinayu. We should make Xera that it will be Oser for less. She come to be Tovel the Begadim alone, which is not acceptable. Answers the Gemara, Shani Yasim Toshala Hutralal Yide Malmush Zuchure. Again, that in a case where it's so obvious that it's so distinct and different, they didn't make a Xera of Kalim. But the Xera of Kalim is Shemi Yavi Renu Dalet Amis, except in the cases of the above exceptions, as we've learned. Rev Yosef Omer. Rev Yosef is now another opinion of why it is prohibited to be Tovel Kalim on Shabbos. Xera Mishum Schita, because there are some utensils that are absorbent, and he might come to squeeze it out. And Schita, according to most Rishonim, is an Isser of Dosh. According to Rambam, it's an Isser of Libun, cleaning out the garment. Either way, Schita is an Isser d'Oraisa. Amalei Abaye, Teinech Kelim de Bnei Schita Ninu. Kelim de la Bnei Schita Ninu, Ma'ika Lameris. I understand when it comes to garments that that should apply. But what about in regards to those things that are not absorbent, like a metal utensil? Amalei Xera. Hani Otuhani. There is a Xera. Once people are going to come to be Tovel their metal utensils, they'll come to be Tovel their garments as well. Esve Kolani Tayufta Vishonin Leikid Shaninan. They asked Rav Yosef all of the above questions, and he retorted all of the answers that were as well learnt above. Rav Bibi Omar. Rav Bibi gives another explanation for the Isra of Tfilas Kalim. Xera Shema Yisha. We're afraid that the person, once you allow him to do tefillah on Yom Tov, then he'll say, you know what? I'm so busy on Erev Yom Tov. I'm busy getting ready for Yom Tov. I'm busy recording the daf. I'm busy taking care of my last things at work and so on. You know what? I'll do the tefillahs kelim on Yom Tov itself. And that would be a tircha that's unnecessary for Yom Tov and objectively prohibited to do. Tanya Kavasi to Rabibi, there is even a price that supports Rabibi. Klishanit Mimir of Yomtiv, Eimat Bilan Osam Yomtiv, Xera Shema Yisha. That anything that become Tameh in Erev Yomtiv, you can't be Tovel on Yomtiv itself, lest people postpone the Tfilas Kalim for Yomtiv itself. Rava has another explanation, five lines to the bottom, Yuchesam and Aleph. Mipnei Shanirik Kimisakin Kli. Very famous reason. Rava says the reason it's also to be Tovel Kalim is because it appears as if you're fixing the utensil. Says the Gemara, Yachi Adam Nami, but a person also is Tame versus Tar is a totally fixed person. So also it appears as if you're fixing the person. Says the Gemara, Adam Nirikim Mekar. Some people go to the mikveh because it's the best place to bathe. Adam Nirikim Mekar. It appears he's going there to cool off. So it's not obvious that it's Tikkun Adam. But Tfilas Kalim, there's only one purpose for that, and that is in order for it to be Misakin the Kli. Asks the Gemara, Hatenach Mayim Yafim. That only makes sense if we're talking about a person who's being Tovel in water that could pass as a swimming pool. But you guys know that every once in a while, the water, the mikveh, no way would not pass the basic hotel standards for a swimming pool. Mayim Roy Ma'ikal Amemer, that very dirty mikveh. Why then should there be a heter to go into that? Because at the end of the day, you no longer have the svar of Nira Kameker. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Padam Sha'adam Ba Bishrav. There are times that a person comes in heat, V'rochet Afilu B'mei Mishra, and he'll even use flax water, that's awful, to cool himself off because he's that worn out. Teinach B'yemos HaChama asks the Gemara, that's true in the summer. B'yemos HaKshamim B'yemayikol Meimar, but in the wintertime, there isn't that same type of chash. Amrav Nachman by Yitzchak, pardon, Shadam Bom and Asadam Uchach Betitu, but Sol Verochet Zafid Mosek Shaman. Sometimes not only is he hat, that's a shrav, that's by the way here used in our Eretz Yisrael as a modern Hebrew word as well, shrav, but even in a case in the winter, if he's all dirty, he would wash himself with that very murky water. I feel it Mosek Shaman. Asking Mar, Tenach Bishabis. That's true on Shabbos that you could say he's nearer Kameker or nearer Kereichetz. But, Yom Kippurim, Michael and Meimar, what are you going to say on Yom Kippurim where he's not allowed to bathe? So if it's Yom Kippurim, what is the reason that he'll be able to go to the mikveh? Amar Rava, Once it's permissible on Shabbos that there isn't the chash of nirakim esakein on the rest of the year, so we don't have that chash on Yom Kippurim either. Asks the Gemara, mi yisle the Rav Ahayil? But this is a universal concept, a Talmudic concept, a Shas concept, and that's a concept of Hayil. Once it's mutter for this, then it'll be also mutter for that. Does Rav really hold to that context, that concept? Vatnan, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah, hachoshesh b'sheinam, somebody whose teeth are bothering him, lo yigameh ben esachoymetz. On Shabbos, we know that there is a gzeira of refuah, that once a person is sick, he cannot, unless it's a case of a cholesh and nofel mishkov, of course, a cholesh yesh bo sakana, it's a mitzvah to be doche every iser, except for the big three to save him, so Shabbos is also doche, but stam achola, who's not nofel mishkov, who's not bedridden, you're allowed to treat him with non-remedies, with chicken soup and so on, but anything that's clearly a medical remedy is prohibited. So I know hachoshesh b'sheinov lo yigame nesachomitz al tabalu kedarkom. V'nisrape nisrape. He's not allowed to gargle vinegar. However, he's allowed to use vinegar in its normal way for his regular food. And if that's enough vinegar to heal him, that'll be interesting to ask the doctors out there what the vinegar does. But however it works, if he's told kedarko, it's mutter v'nisrape nisrape, and if he becomes healed, great. V'ramina on Allah, and it's well known, we asked on this Mishnah that appears in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph from another teaching of the Tanoim that says, lo yigameh al poilet avu megameh uboleah, that if he swallows the vinegar, it will be acceptable, because that's enough of a shinui. Which seems to be an objective stira. V'amar Abaye, and Abaye reconciled that stira, and he said, Kitna nami masnisan bigobeo politnan. The Mishnah is not only talking about that there is a chiyuv to be polit, but rather what the Mishnah was talking about was a case where he wanted to be polit. But of course, he could have swallowed as well. So that's how Abaye reconciled that stira. How did Rava reconcile that stira? V'rava marfilu tema migabeo boilea, v'loi kasha, kan koidem tibul, v'kan achar tibul. If he's already dipped in all that he's needed in eating from the vinegar from his regular meal, and then in such a case, it's obvious to everybody that his intention is not to eat, so then in such a case, it will be usur even to swallow. But to be polite would be usur in every instance. So very, very different approaches between Abaye and Rava. We continue on. Now you don't hear any music anymore because now we've returned home. And I'm back in learning with you in the study where we normally learn. The Im Isa, and if we're going to hold with the rule of Hoel, name a hol the Kodim Tibul Shari, according to Rabba's Teretz. Once we say that Kodim Tibul, there's no Isra Refuah, Lacher Tibul Nami Shari. So then also Tibul as well, it should be Mutter. Answers the Gemara, Hadabe Rava Meahi. Rava reneged from this teretz, and ultimately he gave Abaye's teretz because of the concept of Hoel, Ein Achanami should be matrit. Says the Gemara, how do we know he was chozer from this? Dilma mehaderbe. Maybe he was chozer from the other case. Says the Gemara, Lo sal kadaitach. No, that would not be correct. Desanya, kol chai ve tfilas tovlin kedarkon, bein betishabov, bein yom akipurim. We have this halacha of Hoel that allows one to be tovel on Tisha B'Av and Yom HaKippurim, just like the rest of the week, days of the week, because in general you have the svara of Nira Kemekar. It doesn't appear as if you're being Mesakein Adam, and therefore, once it's Mutter in general, it'll be Mutter for Tisha B'Av and Yom HaKippurim as well. Because the next concept of Tumah V'Tahara really takes us into the next Amid, Be'ezar Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Yud Chesem and Be'ez 10 lines from the bottom. This Be'ezar Hashem concludes our journey together, learning the daf and being Ola Regal on the second day of Chol Hamoed Pesach in Arzenu HaKdoisha. Be'ezer Hashem, looking forward to doing the daf yomi with you. Bechatzros, Be'ezer Hashem. We could learn together, and Be'ezer Hashem, be zocha to be Shoev Kedusha from the Mekomos HaKdoshim.